You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. Two companies that together account for around 10% of the S&P 500 stock index will reveal quarterly results today. I'm David Brancaccio. Two heavyweight tech companies with results due today are Microsoft and Alphabet. They kick off several weeks of profits, losses, and outlooks from big tech firms, which overall are expected to have done quite well in the 3 months ending September. Marketplace's Nova Safo is following.
Just a few months ago, forecasters expected the information technology sector to show earnings growth of less than 0.5% during the third quarter. That's according to FactSet. Since then, the data firm says expectations have improved dramatically, fueled by the promise of artificial intelligence and a resilient economy. But while revenue is expected to be strong overall, it won't necessarily mean robust profits across the board. At Alphabet, analysts are looking for continued growth in its cloud services unit and for continued ad sales momentum at Google, something the company reported in its previous quarter. Microsoft has benefited from the anticipation of a generative AI boom. It's also spending aggressively on the technology. Capital expenditures totaled nearly $11 billion in the quarter ending in June. The company has warned that it will take several more quarters until its investments bear fruit. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Results from General Electric are also due today. With the United Auto Workers strike deep into a sixth week, the Anderson Economic Group based in Michigan has a new estimate on losses in the strike so far, $9.6 billion for the economy. This includes $2.7 billion for the three car and truck companies and $579 million in lost compensation for union workers. Suppliers, dealers, and customer losses make up the balance. General Motors reports quarterly results shortly, Ford on Thursday.
Only 2 weeks of the strike were in the third quarter, says analyst David Whiston at Morningstar.
So because of that, the Q3 numbers may not be that bad.
It's the forecast for the rest of the year that's the issue, says economist Ned Hill at The Ohio State University.
This really is like a game of, I don't know if it's Jenga or Rubik's Cube.
If it goes on long enough, the strike could eventually cut into sales, and it's likely the resulting contract will raise labor costs. The UAW is pushing for wage increases, and they can use healthy profits as leverage, says Michelle Kaminsky, a professor of labor relations at Michigan State.
They're saying, we helped you earn this money, and we believe we deserve a share of it.
The union is also demanding new EV battery plants be unionized. Ford recently paused construction of one in Michigan, and GM said it will delay production of an electric pickup over uncertainty about the EV market. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
The annual Future Investment Initiative, informally known as Davos in the Desert, gets underway today in Saudi Arabia. This is an investment-focused, warmer climate version of the Economic Forum in the Swiss ski resort of Davos. Financial titans like J.P. Morgan Chase's Jamie Dimon, Citigroup's Jane Fraser, and Larry Fink of BlackRock are expected in Riyadh. A big draw is Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman of Saudi Arabia and his proximity to his government's wealth fund, worth about $700 billion. For a preview, let's connect to Samir Hashmi, Middle East business correspondent for our newsroom partners at the BBC. Hi, Samir.
Hi there. How are you doing?
So give us some context for this event. It's a biggie for the financiers.
So basically, this event or conference was started by Saudi Arabia about 7 years ago. And it is their flagship investors summit, where basically they use this event as an opportunity to pitch Saudi Arabia as a destination for investment. Now, this is basically one of the core programs of Saudi Arabia's Vision 2030. Now, this is basically a program that was launched by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who's the de facto ruler of the country, where the government is trying to diversify the economy away from fossil fuels, because Saudi Arabia generates more than 40% of its income from oil exports.
Yeah, and really at the center of this is that huge pot of gold, Saudi Arabia's public investment fund.
I mean, if you talk about the Wall Street, a lot of companies, bankers, financiers have their eye on Saudi Arabia because at the moment, they are spending billions of dollars every year to attract investments to set up new companies across different sectors. And it's also the other way around. The Saudis have, the PIF has invested a lot in international firms and the security markets. We've seen that with the US. The Saudis have invested in a plethora of companies there, including Lucid, where they've increased their stake recently. The Saudis directly hold a lot of securities in the US markets, which they have been increasing over the last few years.
And despite the rising tensions in the Middle East and around the world with the Israel-Hamas war, a lot of people are still going to show up at this thing.
Yes. I mean, so far, there haven't been major cancellations, according to the FII, which is, organizing this event. But of course, I think the big question during the summit is going to be the impact this war can have on the region and specifically Saudi Arabia, because famously, during the second edition of this event a few years ago, he had said that Saudi Arabia is the new Europe, and this is going to be the place to invest, and not only Saudi Arabia, but the region. But of course, now we have seen this outbreak of this war between Israel and Hamas. There are concerns that this could spread to other parts of the region. And if that happens, how is that going to impact the economic climate in the region and also the investment opportunities?
Always good to check in with the BBC's Middle East business correspondent, Samir Hashmi. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
In 2018, some would-be attendees boycotted this investment conference, given the killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi by agents of the Saudi government. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.